My name is Stephen Brown. Skadale, the teaching man. I grew up with very old parents, and I used to, yes, my mother used to visit around, to make her visiting rounds, and she'd take me along. He won't leave me in the house alone because it was too much on making fire. Didn't trust me one bit. Back in those days, we had no running water, so you got to be extra careful. And that's when I listened to an elderly woman saying that some people can understand all the different sounds a raven makes. Like when you can hear of a death, they make a different sound. And when, like when you're in a village and there's a big harbor, and they make a different sound when there's a boat gonna come. All those different sounds mean different things. That would have been great if the elderly people left that to us. Then we'd know. Mm-hmm.
The Raven Song.
At one time, the whole world was in darkness. The raven, Yell, would fly over the ocean. He would fly and fly. That's all he would do. Then, through the misty, pale darkness, he spotted something floating on the sea. It was a double-headed kelp. So he landed on it, and he decided to climb down, just as if it was a rope. As he climbed down, he discovered that it was in fact a double-headed totem pole.
So he climbed all the way down the shaft.
Of the totem pole until he reached the bottom of the sea. And there, behind the totem pole, was a longhouse. So Raven walked in. He saw an old man busy at work. His head was bald, and his old man's skin was pure white. He was like a seagull.
Grandson,
I have been expecting you,
he said to Raven. And Raven was pleased and proud to be greeted so well. The old man took out two stones. One was black and the other was speckled. He told Raven,
Take this black rock as you're flying over the ocean and spit it down, and it will become the seaward country. Take this speckled rock, bite it, spit it down,
and it will become Haida Gwaii. Now, Raven often makes a few mistakes, and when he took those stones, in his excitement, he mixed them up. After he chewed for a while, he dropped his first stone, the speckled stone, and it became the seaward country, now known as North America. He took the black stone, and chewed on that and spat it out, and it became Haida Gwaii. But because he mixed them up, Haida Gwaii is smaller than North America. And that's the kind of thing Raven would do.
Raven would do.
the raven was getting tired of only darkness.
He had heard of a great sky chief who was said to have all the light in the world. Raven decided that he would have to spy on the sky chief. He saw through the misty pale darkness that the chief had a daughter. And he watched as she went to get herself a drink of creek water. Now Raven could change his shape and transform into anything he wanted. So as she dipped her cup into the water, shapeshifter Raven turned himself into a hemlock needle and floated down the creek. The young girl scooped him up with her cup
and swallowed him, and then he was inside her.
The Sky Chief's daughter returned to her father's house, and not long after, Yelf was born as a child from her. As he was growing up, Yelf acted like any other child and made a lot of noise when he didn't get what he wanted. And he knew his grandfather kept all the light in the world inside many bentwood boxes, and that's what he wanted. Day after day, he would cry,
"Box,
box, box, open the box," until his grandfather opened one box. There were 10 boxes, one inside each other, and after many days, they finally came to the last one. Yelf could see light shining through the edges of the bentwood box.
All the light in the world.
And he made so much noise that his grandfather finally opened it. It was a perfectly round ball of light, brightly shining, and Raven played with it and rolled it all around the longhouse. The old chief saw how beautiful his wife and daughter were, and he was pleased with his grandson. But Yelf wanted to take the light away, and so he changed back into his raven form. And he was a pure white raven.
Pure white raven.
He snatched the white ball of light with his beak and flew away with it, up through the longhouse smoke hole, when he became stuck and covered in soot, and turned completely black before he could fly away. He flew as high as he could with the white light in his beak, but he couldn't fly high enough, so he began to break the perfect ball of light into pieces, and then he spat them out into the sky. The small pieces became the stars,
and a large piece became the moon.
And then he asked an eagle if he would take another large piece high up into the sky, where only the eagle can soar, and he did.
And that became the sun.
After that, there was light in the world, but Raven has stayed black forever. Now that Raven could see everything, he wanted everything.
And he had heard about a chief who had all the salmon in the world, and he was very curious. After all, he wanted to fill his world with good things to eat. And so he journeyed until he found this chief. His name was Beaver, Ching. Once there, Ching treated Raven as his guest and fed him plenty of fish. But he wouldn't let him see where the fish came from and made Raven turn his back. So Raven watched Ching closely in the reflection of a brightly polished mirror of argillite. And that's how he saw Ching go behind his longhouse to a perfectly formed lake overflowing with salmon. It was almost too much for Raven to hold himself back, but he managed. Then, one day, when the chief was busy, Raven could wait no longer. He gorged himself full of fish, and after he had had his fill, he lifted up one corner of the lake, and he rolled it up, just like a blanket.
He rolled up the water, and he rolled up the fish,
and any salmon that fell out, he stuffed into his feathers. When the beaver chief returned, he was not pleased with Raven and started to chase him. But Raven flew into a tree. Ching started to chew away at its base. And just as it was about to fall, Raven flew lightly to another tree. This made Ching very angry, and he followed him there too, and chewed till that tree was ready to fall. And Raven, who was enjoying himself, flew again to another tree. This continued until Ching was too exhausted to follow him. And then Raven flew along the entire coast with his rolled up lake of fish, and he started to drop water and salmon wherever he was flying.
In this way, Raven created all the lakes
and streams and rivers. And then with the last of the rolled up lake and the salmon stuffed in his feathers, he flew over Haida Gwaii and created all the lakes and rivers on the islands.
And so Raven shared
the wealth, at least the wealth he couldn't keep in his beak. And this is just the way Raven created things, always a little by accident. Now that Raven had all the light,
all the rivers, and all the fish that he needed, he was looking around for some company. As he flew over Nikun, he looked down and he saw a giant shell. He wanted to have a closer look, and so he landed beside it on the beach. It was a giant clamshell. Raven started poking it.
Ma,
ma, ma, he said. He poked it with his sharp beak. Ma, ma. After a while, the shell started to open, slowly. Raven looked inside and saw many little eyes peeking out at him.
Hawit, he knows someone.
Hawit, he said.
Hawit.
Come here. But they closed it back up again, fast. Raven was very disappointed. He sat there for a while, hoping the giant shell would open again. And slowly, very slowly, it opened again, bit by bit.
Hawit,
he said again. He wanted to know who those eyes belonged to, and he wanted them to come and play with him. And as the shell opened, Raven could see that inside were creatures with black hair, but no feathers and no fur. How could they survive, he thought. And they made funny sounds that he couldn't understand. But he wanted to help them. He knew these were his people, and he liked them. They started to come out. All but one.
He stayed
behind. Raven tried to help him. And he reached in. But he accidentally killed him. And so, when Raven created life, he also created death. But he was like their grandfather, and he wanted to help them. He had noticed there were no females, so he took them to a part of the island where the waves were high and full of chitons. And when the chitons came close to the shore, the humans went into the waves. The chitons attached themselves to some of the males. And almost swallowed their sexual organs. Raven probably laughed a little at this too. Those males then became female, and so both male and female were now created. And they became the Haidas. This is just one of our creation stories.
The raven was mischievous and made mistakes.
But he made things happen. And since the very first tree, there have been people here because of the raven.
We have stories about the tree too. Maybe another day.
Hey,